friends. I'm Danielle Young.
And I'm Tyrone Young.
We're helping other people excel through conversations on the Word of God.
And no matter how hard life gets,
no matter how many mistakes we've made,
no matter how broken our lives seem to be,
we can have a new beginning if we put our faith in Jesus Christ.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, everyone, and welcome to this edition of A Dose of Hope right here on WWDBAM 860 on your AM dial, or you can listen by internet at WWDBAM.com, or if you want to listen on the go, you can download the app and listen in that way. We're so glad you're here with us today. We're going to do things a little differently as we enter into the season of Advent and Christmas. So we're going to play a little more music and talk about the reason for the season. We know the saying, Jesus is the reason for the season. And so we're going to talk about that, but we're going to enjoy some good music together. And it's always our hope that while you are with us and we are with you, that you feel inspired, motivated, and hopeful by the Word of God and the music we play. Well, it is me. It's your sister. It is your friend. It's your girl. I am Danielle Young, the host of A Dose of Hope. And here with me is my awesome husband, my co-host, Tyrone. He's going to greet you at this time.
Yes, good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us for another edition of A Dose of Hope.
Husband, this is, as they say, the most wonderful time of the year. We started Advent on Sunday, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. But before we do, I know you got a this or that for us. So what you got for me?
I'm going to go on Christmas Day, snow or no snow.
My goodness, now you made that tough, because normally I'm a no snow kind of person, right? At all.
Right.
That's no secret. But on Christmas Day, it's something extra special about waking up to a blanket of snow on Christmas Day. It just, you know, makes it seem so much more in season, especially if it's Christmas Eve, around evening time, and, you know, when it gets dark and the snow comes. So on Christmas Day, I'm going to say snow. How about you?
Okay, so I'm going to agree with you there. As long as we're all home, settled in, snuggled up, hot chocolate, and we don't got to drive nowhere, I'm good with maybe about an inch of snow. Not too much, nothing crazy, but yeah, I like a little snow on Christmas Day. It definitely adds to the day.
All right. Well, we'll see what the season brings, what the weather brings as we get closer to Christmas. But just wanted to do a check-in. We just celebrated Thanksgiving. We had a wonderful time with family. Didn't get to the parade this year. Just wasn't trying to get out there in the elements. It was raining. But we still enjoyed the day. We enjoyed family. We enjoyed the fellowship and some really good food. And one of the things that is our prayer for you during this season is that you find hope, peace, joy, and love during this season of Christmas, if you will, or the season of Advent. Each Sunday in Advent actually is representative of one of those characteristics that we can find in our lives, that hope or the peace or the joy, the love. And we can even say the fruit of the Spirit, because we know that the fruit of the Spirit talk about joy, peace, love. And we definitely always want to encourage you to find hope during this time. So I'm just going to do a check-in. Husband, how are you feeling this holiday season? Is it like Christmas movie kind of feeling, full of wonder and happiness? And as you said, endless cups of hot cocoa? Or are you feeling maybe a little stressed or anxious, or even maybe, you know, grief during this season? How are you?
I'm feeling okay. I'm looking forward to Christmas. Celebrate the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ. Thanksgiving was a great segue into it. Still eating leftovers. They were so good. But I'm optimistic for this time. Even when things are going on around us, I still have hope. And like you said, Advent. This is a season of hope, and no better way to go than with a dose of hope.
Awesome. Yeah, I guess, you know, I was talking to my son earlier. We were heading out and just talking about how, you know, the past couple of years, it hasn't quite felt like that holiday season. And I was saying maybe it's because of the weather, because we had some pretty warm weather up until now. We're feeling the cold right about now. And we may see some precipitation in the form of snow, husband. But, you know, I think that for me, I am feeling a little heavy during this time. As you all know, my mom passed back in August, and I'm, you know, grief has definitely been something that I have experienced heavy in these past months, but still remain hopeful. It's been a tough year. It's been a long year for me and many of you. And so we have to hold on to the hope that we find in the love of God through the word of God, that we, you know, we can trust in God that he will never leave us, nor will he forsake us. Because as I said, the song says it's the most wonderful time of year. But for many of us, it can be the most overwhelming time of year if we allow it. And so we want to encourage you during this time of Advent. And Advent is a Christian tradition of anticipating Jesus's birth on Christmas. And not only his birth on Christmas, but we know that Jesus promised that he would come again. And we know that he is soon to come. We can see the sign of the times. And so we anticipate also the second coming of our Lord and Savior. But each week of Advent focuses on one word that reveals how Jesus' birth changes us. The four words which we talked about earlier, we mentioned hope, we mentioned peace, joy, and love. And so we want to encourage you during this season that you will continue to trust and hold on to God's unchanging hand. And so we're going to listen to some music, and hopefully that will encourage you and inspire you in the days to come. So stay with us. We'll be back.
Thank you. It was a silent night, a holy night. All is calm and oh so bright.
Round it.
Round yon birth, mother and child. Holy in the soul, tender and mild.
Sleep in
hell.
Oh, so. Thank you for your child. Let's say it again. It was
a silent night.
Holy night.
A holy night.
All is calm.
And oh so bright.
Round in virgin.
Round young birth.
Mother and child.
Thank you. salvation. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? The sleeping child you're holding is the great, the great.
For staying with us. And if you're just joining us, I'm Danielle Young, together with my husband Tyrone. We're the hosts of A Dose of Hope, and we're talking about this season of Advent leading up to the celebration of the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so some of the key terms that we know for this season are hope, peace, joy, and love. And if you've been to church or read the Bible or spent any time around Christians, then you've probably heard these words a lot. And maybe these words might feel a bit vague, or you may not be quite sure what they mean. So let's just talk about it for just a second. So I'm going to give you the short version. I'm not giving Webster's. I'm just giving you a short version of what these terms mean. But hope is a wholehearted evidence. Base conviction that God is making the future better than the past or present. And so we trust and stand on the word and on God's promises. And peace is a state of wholeness, calmness, and renewal between us as believers, God, and others, that we get along well. We are able to be in community with one another and have good relationships one with another. And then joy is a resilient cheerfulness anchored in the goodness of God. And I remember years ago, the late Bishop Audrey Bronson, she was my pastor for many years, used to say, happiness depends on happening. In other words, what's going on around you, but joy depends on Jesus. And then love is following Jesus's example by treating everyone as valuable and worthy of a sacrificial care. And I was talking to my uncle, Deacon Winder, earlier today, and we were talking about love and how, you know, maybe we don't say it as often as we think we should. But, and I reminded him, I said, Uncle Joe, love is an action word, and it shows in the things that we do one for another, even praying for each other. That's an act of love. It's an act of faith. You know, that we take the time out to pray one for another. And so over the next few weeks, we're going to talk a lot about these terms and these attributes. And we're going to explore the Word of God and see how God's gift to us in the person of Jesus provides hope, peace, joy, and love. And we'll also see how these gifts impact how we live each day. But for those who may be feeling a little heavy laden or burdened down or weary, I want to draw your attention to a passage of scripture that may encourage you. I know it blessed me immensely here lately. And so, husband, do you have that passage ready?
I do. It's Matthew 11, 28 through 30. And it says, "Then Jesus said, come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light."
Amen. Well, certainly we thank God for his word. Thank you for reading, husband. And I want to encourage you, read that as often as you need it. Remember Psalm 23 says, he makes us lie down in green pastures. That's a good place. That's a comfortable place, a place of rest and relaxation, a place of trust. And so we want to encourage you in this season, whether you practice Advent for years or you're just learning about this tradition, we can all find hope, peace, joy, and love this season if we place our faith in the Lord. And so we'll continue to talk about these attributes, as I said earlier, and we're going to pray and ask the Lord to continue to strengthen us and encourage us and help us to remember the reason for the season. So we're going to pray right now. Kind Father, we come to you now in the name of Jesus. And God, we want to just say thank you. We're not coming to ask for anything in particular, but we want to thank you for the great gift of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we ask you, God, in this season to help us to focus on you, free us up from distractions, and give us your hope, your peace, joy, and love. In the name of Jesus, we pray with thanksgiving, and our hearts and souls say amen. Well, beloved, amen. That is our show for today. We thank you so much, as always, for joining us. And we would be remiss if we did not extend an invitation for you to accept the Lord Jesus as your Savior before we wrap up. And so it's as easy as ABC. A, admit that you've done wrong. B, believe that Jesus died and rose again for the remission of your sins. And C, confess and choose to invite the Lord into your heart as your Savior and Lord, and pray and ask the Lord to forgive you of your sin. And if you do that, beloved, I want you to know today that you are saved, and we are rejoicing
with yes.
you. And we encourage you to get connected to a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching, disciple-making church so that you can grow in community with like-minded believers. Well, beloved, that's our show for today. Thank you always for joining us, for your support, for your prayers, for your feedback. Many of y'all give us feedback and comments, and we feed off of that. We grow off of that. And so keep the feedback coming, the input coming. We appreciate you so much. And so as we wrap up, we always want to pray for you and your family.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace.
Amen, amen, amen. Be blessed, be safe, be well. Take care, everybody.
So long.
Seems I love you more. The little cards you'll give me will touch my heart for sure. All these things and more, darling. Oh, that's what Christmas means to me, my love. Oh, yeah. I feel like running wild as anxious as a little child to greet you neath the mistletoe. Kiss you once and then some more, and wish you a Merry Christmas, baby.
Kiss you a Merry Christmas, baby.
And such happiness in the coming year. Oh, baby, let's deck the halls with holly. Sing sweet silent night. Fill the tree with angel hair and pretty, pretty lights. Go to sleep and wake up just before daylight.